The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Welcome, one and all, to week two. Week two of the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut, where we play both kinds of music, joyful and triumphant. Yep, two solid hours, nothing but Christmas tunes. If that scares you, well, you probably got good reason. Oh, in store for tonight, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do. We may well hear Christmas on E Street. We might hear Sexy Christmas Baby Mine. We might hear You're Sad at Christmas. And we might even hear Please Refrain from Violence at Christmas Time. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we pull out of the sack. We'll see what we got time for. But I guarantee you, it'll be joyful and triumphant here tonight on CKW's Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. Oh, no, we've screwed it up already. We had April Wine last week. Why isn't that? Must be this one. Is it this one? Oh, my God. Christmas is ruined.
They say that Santa's coming. Riding on the airwaves. Christmas time is here. Listen to the sleigh bells ring. I hear a Christmas song on my radio. My chimney needs a sweep. Then we gotta have some winter fun. We go and buy some gifts and give them out to everyone. Sipping on some eggnog. Christmas cheer is on my radio. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on. Christmas time.
It ever. And you're listening to the Twangtrust Christmas Juggernaut on the radio. That was Vancouver's The Get Arounds with their big Christmas smash from this year, Christmas Radio. Yeah. A fine thing to start off week two of the Twangtrust Christmas Juggernaut with bells. Welcome one and all. I think we're going to start off the night with some badass Christmas chicks from Montreal, featured on the 2023 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. It's Ballsy, kids.
Get cozy by the fire and watch the falling. Tell you how cool you dress.
the Dolly Rots here on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut Week 2. That was our badass Christmas chick set there. Before the Dolly Rots was Imogen Clark all the way from Australia with I Got Dumped for Christmas. Bunny Grunt. Yes, Bunny Grunt. And All I Got for Christmas Was This Lousy Boy. And we started that set off with Ballsy from Montreal. Oh my God, it's Christmas. It is. It is. Like it or not. You don't have to like it, but you can't ignore it, can you? Might as well have fun with it. That's what I say. We got snow, too. So, I don't know. You can choose to bitch about that or not. I opt for both, frankly. I opt to do both. I bitch about it. It's a pain on the sidewalks when you're walking dogs, especially. And, you know, it's nice and Christmassy, though, you know? So, yeah. But I could do without it still. So, I don't know. All I know is we got some great Christmas tunes lined up for you. But you know, not everybody does Christmas, right? You know, there's different beliefs out there. There's people are in different moods and stuff. And you know, it's Hanukkah. We're in the midst of Hanukkah right now. It ends Friday. If you haven't done all your Hanukkah shopping yet, don't worry. You still got 2 days. And I recommend shopping at on the front porch of the Stew Dome, where you can pick up Spectrum Cabaret T-shirts in any size you like, all the way from small to triple X. And of course, the 2023 gig posters 204 calendar, or actually 24. Yeah, it's for next year. It's not for this year. Didn't have one this year. You've been chomping at the bit for a new gig posters calendar. It's here. Come buy one, for Pete's sake. And it's Taylor Swift's birthday today. And we have gig posters. You can get a gig poster from Taylor Swift's show at IG Field back about, I don't know, 10 years ago or something, whenever she played with Ed Sheeran. Sold 4 to 1 guy today. So, yeah. Everybody knows 17 Swifties. At $20 a pop, man, there you go. You're covered. Come see me. We'll talk. But yeah, it is. It is Hanukkah. So yeah, let's pay attention to that. Why don't we?
Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
Yeah.
This is Ben Stiller, actor, director, writer, half-breed. That's right. As the child of a Jewish father and a Catholic mother, I know the pain of choosing between Christmas and Hanukkah can be all too real. If you're faced with such a decision this holiday season, allow me to offer this advice. Go with the chicks. See, for all its beauty and significance, Hanukkah offers no built-in makeout factor. Christmas, on the other hand, has mistletoe and, you know, other things you can kiss under. So, practically a guarantee you'll get some. So for me, the choice was always obvious. I hope I've helped. Happy holidays.
The Shamash is a candle on the menorah. Look it up. Is lonely when you're a Jew.
Well, he's not invited to the birthday party for the Christ our Lord. Like presents underneath the tree, he'll be spending Christmas on the floor.
Hey, cold chow mein.
Griffin. All of us here at Family Guy would like to wish you a Merry Christmas or Happy Jew Christmas, depending on your religion.
On Christmas Eve, the Gentiles gather round the Christmas tree. They stay at home and party with their Goyisha family. They disappear one day each year and pass the eggnog round. But it's all right, because that's the night the Jews control the town.
Christmas time for the show rerun dancing in their heads. Maybe next year they'll learn how to hold their booze.
That was Darlene Love singing that one there, called Christmas Time to the Jews. That was a Saturday Night Live skit by the TV Funhouse crew a number of years back. Oh, I don't know, do they have bells at Hanukkah? I can spin my dreidel, but it doesn't really make much noise, so... Bells for Hanukkah this year. Before Darlene Love and crew, we heard the Yule Logs. Oh, rest in peace, Yule Logs. They gave it up last year, you know. For a good while, they were the greatest all-Christmas band of all time, the Yule Logs. But yeah, they packed it in last year. No more Yule Logs. Some Christmas, but we still have their fine recordings, like that one there. It's Lonely at Christmas When You're a Jew. Yep. Locally, we heard Ori Shimoni in that set with from her Hanukkah songs set that she put out last year. We heard, and I'm not going to even come close to pronouncing this right, I'm sure, but we're going to try anyways. Henaroth Halulu. There. Couldn't be too far off, could it? Yeah. I'm going to try and make latkes this year. I've never made them. How tough could it be? Right? It's potatoes and onions, and you throw them in oil and you fry them. Doesn't sound like too much trouble. Flour, you know? How bad could it be? I'm going to try it this year. Yeah, so that was our Hanukkah set. But yeah, thanks for joining us here on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut here on Christmas Eve. Technically, less than 2 weeks away. Oh my goodness, still haven't decorated the tree. We have like three ornaments on it. There's a Starbucks cup, and we got a Fred Schneider ornament. You know Fred Schneider from the B-52s? We might hear from him tonight, in fact. And, of course, Gilbert, the Christmas Disco Weasel, is on the tree. Haven't had a chance to do anything more. There's lights. But, yeah, we're busy at the Dome getting ready for the big photo exhibition. Got to set up tomorrow. You can go see next Thursday. You can go to Red River Community College. It's one way the hell out there. Not the one downtown, the other one that's super inconvenient. You can go see her photo display in the morning if you want. We're going to set it up tomorrow. That's what all our energy is today. I spent the entire day building easels out of birch trees. Man, drilling holes in birch wood, it's up. Pain in the neck. I finally got it down once, you know, I was on my like second last hole that I had to drill. The trick is you just do a little bit at a time, and then you got to empty the shavings out, because the shavings will gum up the whole thing and your bit will get stuck in there. You got to do it bit by bit and clean off your bit, and then it's not really a problem. But if you just go for it, it's going to get stuck in there. So there's your Christmas drilling tip for this year. Don't say I didn't get you nothing. So we just heard Darlene Love there in that last number. We're going to hear Darlene Love in our next number, because it's time now for Christmas on E Street. And very exciting news I heard just the other day. This Friday on The View, you're all loyal View watchers, aren't you? Well,
Since David Letterman's not around anymore, Darlene Love does her big performance of Christmas Baby Please Come Home on The View now every year. This Friday it happens, the 2023 version, and she's going to be backed this year by none other than Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. You know that band that was supposed to play the Burt a few years ago and didn't? Well, they'll be on TV backing up Darlene Love this Friday on her big annual Christmas Chestnut broadcast. So that's something to look forward to. And in the meantime, here's Darlene Love on a song written by none other than Little Steven. The whole E Street Band is on here, and this is just like the best Christmas song ever from the soundtrack of the second Home Alone movie. You know this one. You love it. It's got bells.
Yeah. so told with glee, with hope of you and me. A kitchen and a hugging by the fire on Christmas Eve. Yeah, 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 but don't you spend Christmas with me. I got a nice little present for you, baby, right here underneath my tree. We got fire burning bright, we'll be caroling all night. So baby, why don't you spend Christmas with me? Baby, why don't you spend Christmas with me? Girl, why don't you spend Christmas with me?
Hey, Winnipeg. This is Steve Poltz, and you're listening to All Bruce all the time, because when I was a little kid, my dad drove our little car out on Michigan Avenue. I was in the back seat, and the salesman would stare at my mom's old hand as my dad played with his wedding band. And then Mary, she got pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote, because in the day, we sweated out on a runaway street on a hangtime American town. Yeah, night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Hey, little girl's your daddy home. Get to go and leave you all alone. Uh-huh. I got a bad desire for some more Bruce Springsteen on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Door. So we're walking on a boardwalk now. It's freezing. It's cold, snowing. We're going, shit, I got no money, I got no girlfriend. What are you gonna do tonight? You're gonna go home and you're gonna go to bed, right? You're gonna put them little Pop-Tarts in the toaster. Right? And get in bed and go to sleep. I know, I hope that Johnny Carson's good. You hope that he's there. Who cares if he's good? So, we get home, I said, listen, you come stay with my ass, you sleep on the couch, you keep me company, we'll talk all night or something, I don't know. So we get there. We're just laying there. Visions of sugar plums dancing in our heads.
Let me tell you.
Not them kind of plums, right? It's like sugar plums. So it's like, so it's disgusting. It's no class. So now, Steve, what you ask for Christmas? Your own laundromat?
Like a winner at the trap.
So, he asked me what I want. I told him I couldn't tell him. So by 3-4 in the morning, we hear this scratching up on the roof. We figured for sure it's these two dudes from down at the bar that found out where we live. They come to beat the hell out of us. So we get our clothes on and we go upstairs. We climb up the little ladder. Now it's real dark on the roof. It can't see too much. It's darker than this. It's darker than that. And sure enough, we're standing there on a snowy roof trying not to slip. We hear somebody over by the chimney. I said, Steve, you go around that way. I go around this way. You hit him in the, and I'll hit him on the, all right? Go ahead. Dude, oh shit. You believe we can do this kind of stuff? Anyway, there he was, sure shooting all dude up in a red suit, trying to stuff my Christmas present down the chimney. A 57 Chevy. With a little brunette in the front seat. And damn if he wasn't trying to get it down there. We said, whoa, son, Christmas. You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
Hi, this is James McMurtry, reminding you that Christmas is a conspiracy by big business and its associates to enforce traditional family values and leave you feeling disillusioned, weird, and let down.
No Bruce for Christmas this year, but next year we'll get him for my birthday, practically. Maybe even the last show on Bruce Springsteen's tour, theoretically, next year, November 22nd in Vancouver. It's my birthday. It'll be like a few days after the Winnipeg show. Could be the very last E Street Band show of all time on my birthday. So start saving up to give me a great present. I'm giving you almost a whole year, okay? Pretty nice of me, huh? I'm nice at Christmas that way. That was Christmas on E Street. Folks, Merry Christmas Baby there from Bruce Springsteen. Big Otis Redding number. And, of course, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I haven't heard either of those this season. That's the first time I heard either of them. I haven't been out in malls lately or anything. So, I don't know. Y'all might be sick of them already. But, yeah, that was my first taste of Christmas on E Street this year. We heard the rarer of the two Winterland San Francisco versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We've played the other one, the FM broadcast version, a number of times here on the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. But they just issued the second night of that two-night stand not that long ago on the Nugs site. And, so that was kind of new, a little different story. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I think probably the first night was a little better. But still, it was different, you know. It's not the same old pair of socks. We also heard in that set Gary U.S. Bonds.